This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the nonprofit Jane's Place Controlling for Inflation, the rent in New Orleans has increased 49% since 2000, while incomes have dropped by 8%. Evictions are increasing, and they recommend a 10-day grace period for renters for unexpected expenses, moving the 10-day notice to 30 days, prohibiting language in leases, waiving 5-day notices, and allowing judges to delay up to 7 days for exceptional circumstances. Maker of OxyContin and the company's controlling family agreed to pay a groundbreaking $270 million to Oklahoma to settle allegations that they'd helped create the nation's deadly opioid crisis with their aggressive marketing of the powerful painkiller. 15 people protesting the Bayou Bridge pipeline have been charged under Louisiana's law, which elevates trespassing on oil pipelines to a felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. France has the highest tax burden of any developed country at 46% of gross domestic product, and the national debate has called for lowering taxes but not reducing the country's social safety net or public services. Capital punishment has cost California $5 billion since the 1970s. In Nevada, each death penalty prosecution costs $1.5 million more than when prosecutors seek life without parole. The founder and entire editorial board have quit a Vatican women's magazine that drew attention to abuse of nuns, citing a climate of distrust and progressive delegitimization of their work inside the Vatican. Roughly 2 million young adults are covered under a parent's health insurance plan, according to government estimates. Between 2015 and 2018, support for laws aimed at protecting LGBT individuals from discrimination fell by nearly 10 points among Republicans under the age of 30. 25% of traffic deaths in the U.S. in 2017 were caused by speeding. More than 200,000 people have died in the U.S. over the last 20 years from overdoses of prescription opioids. In a seeming contradiction, after clearing the country full, 30,000 additional H-2B visas were issued. More than 75% of Gen X members believe they should be promoted in their first year on the job, according to a recent survey of 1,000 people ages 18 to 23. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.